If any children want to come up to the front, now's the time to come. And while the children are coming to the front, we can sing a song. Does somebody have a song you'd like to sing? Nobody likes to sing? How about we, yes. Number 41, Around the Throne of God in Heaven.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory.
Ago, we were at the breaking of bread in a village called Nyungwe. It's kind of a remote village, and there was a sister there who was in the fellowship, and when they started passing the collection plate around, she didn't have any money. But she brought two ears of corn, and she put the two cobs of corn on the plate as it went around. She didn't have very much, but that's what she had to give. Another time I was in that same village assembly, and again the plate came around, and she still didn't have any money, but she had two eggs, and she put two eggs on the plate. That was an old widow. She's blind. She can't see, but she loves the Lord, and she was happy to give what she had to the Lord. Someone else have a song we'd like to sing? This little girl here. Yeah, you. You. Okay, what number did you want to sing? Yeah, you. No, the boy next to you. 45. Okay. In my song sheet, there's not a song there. Does someone have a... While we sing this song, to all the children who are sitting in the front row, we're going to be giving out some money to you, but there's a reason for it. We're going to give you each a quarter and a dollar. And so any children sitting in the front row, you're going to get a quarter and a dollar. And so while we sing this song, we're going to give them out to you, okay?
Too little eyes to look to God, too little ears to hear His word, too
To that dollar and that quarter, because you might need it later, okay? Don't lose it. And if any children want to come up and sit in the front row, you're more than welcome. You know, when we were when we're in Malawi and the collection plate comes around, everybody, they put some money on the plate. And after the plate goes around, at the end, they often announce how much collection money was on the plate at the end of the meeting. And sometimes there's 1,620 kwacha. Now, a kwacha isn't like a dollar. There's 725 kwacha to the dollar. And so if you do the math, 1,625... Somebody might have to do the math for me. But it's about $2-3. And that's when we put in 1,000 kwacha ourselves. And so for themselves, there might be 20 people and they're putting in 620 kwacha. That's less than a dollar for their collection. But they love the Lord and they're willing to give to the Lord. You know, sometimes they only want to put in 50 kwacha, but they only have 100. And so when the plate comes around, they put in 100 and they take out 50 and they get change. But they give to the Lord. They give to the Lord Jesus what they have. It's not much, but they're giving to God. Does someone else have a song you'd like to sing? Yes. Number 4. We sang this one last night in the gospel meeting.
Christ is the Savior of sinners. Christ is the Savior for me. Long I was chained in sin's darkness. Now by His grace I am free.
Savior.
Two Lord's Days ago, we were in the city of Lilongwe, and there was just a few Christians gathered together to remember the Lord in his death. And the collection went around, and at the end of the meeting, the brothers, they decided that they were going to give the money from the collection to two sisters there who were very poor. They had no income, and they hadn't paid their rent or their electricity for 3 months, and they were having problems. And so they decided they would give the collection to these sisters. Well, there was an orphan boy who was present, and he was from another assembly. He was gathered there, but he came to the meeting, and he had just graduated from high school, but he had no people to give him guidance. And so he moved into the city, and he was a barber. He was learning to cut people's hair. And so he made a little bit of money from cutting people's hair. But the electricity is not on very often. Some days the electricity only comes on at night. And so how can you cut hair with an electric barber, with a razor, with no electricity? So the young man, he didn't have money. And so I saw the one sister. She gave some of the money to her daughter. Her daughter is about 10 or 12 years old. And so she took the money and she went over to the little boy or to the young man and gave him that money, so he would have money for transport to get back home. The Lord Jesus appreciates it when we give money to him. And giving is important. Giving to God is important for the believers. After Sunday school, many of us will sit down for a meeting here. We'll sing, we'll pray, we'll read verses, and we'll eat the bread, and we'll drink the cup. And each Lord's Day, many Christians, they come together in this way to break bread. They come to remember what the Lord Jesus did for them when he died on the cross. And this is the time when we come together like that. We're gathered together to give to Jesus. We come to give to him as a group, collectively. And the Spirit of God gathers believers into a group that represents the body of Christ. And when we are gathered together for the breaking of bread, it's a time when we give to God. And when the collection comes around, we give money to God. We give worship. We worship together as many members in one body. But we give to the Lord. And it's not important about, well, it is important about giving the money. But when we come to remember the Lord, we're giving the Lord Jesus thoughts. We're giving the Father thoughts about the Lord Jesus, about his death. And when we all think about the death of the Lord Jesus, it makes us want to give him worship. And we give him praise. And we give thanksgiving. You know, boys and girls, we give worship to the Lord Jesus. That means we're thinking nice thoughts about the Lord Jesus because he is God. That's worship. And then we give praise to the Lord Jesus, because we're happy. We're happy because the Lord Jesus saved us, and so we want to praise him. And then we give thanksgiving. We thank the Lord Jesus for what he did to save us, because we know the Lord Jesus went to the cross, to die on the cross, because you are a sinner. And you are going to be punished if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus, because the Lord Jesus wants you to go to be with him in heaven. He doesn't want to punish you, so he wants you to be saved. And so what three things do we give to the Lord Jesus? We give him worship. We give him praise. We give him thanksgiving. But we also give him something else. We can give him money. And that's why the collection plate goes around at the end of the meeting. It goes around and people put the money in it. They're not giving the money to the assembly. They're giving the money to God, to the Lord Jesus. And so the collection, it's only for believers. Only the believers can put the money, should be putting the money in the basket. Because you can't get saved by putting money into the collection. But do you think the Lord Jesus is interested in the money that we put into the basket? Do you think the Lord Jesus is interested? Well, let's look at a story in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12. We're going to read a story about people who are giving money. And in Mark chapter 12 and verse 41, it says, "And Jesus sat opposite the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much." Just a minute here. Mark 12:42. Sorry. Getting a little... I had my Bible onto a different translation. So we won't get confused. We'll read this from this one. Okay, Mark chapter 12, verse 41. "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they did all cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." In this story, the crowd of people, they came to the temple and they went and put their money in the treasury. They were giving gifts in the treasury for the temple. And they threw their coins into a box. And Jesus was sitting there, and he was watching. And he watched as people came and put their money in. And the rich people came. They were dressed in their very nice clothes, expensive clothes. Maybe they were made of fine twined linen, but they had very nice clothes. And they came and put a lot of money into the box. Then the Lord Jesus saw a widow. A woman, she came to put money in the box. Her husband had died, and she was poor. And she went to the box, and she put in two mites, two little pieces of money that weren't worth very much. And Jesus asked his disciples, "Come here." And Jesus said to his disciples, he says, "What I'm saying to you is true." He says, "This poor widow woman, she has put into a better gift into the box than all the other people have put in." And the disciples looked at him. She only put in two little pieces of money. These other people put in a lot of money. The Lord Jesus said her gift was better because she put in all the money that she had. She had nothing. Those people, they still have plenty of money. And they only put a part of their money into the box. They gave a little bit of their abundance. You children have been given an abundance this morning. You've been given $1.25. That could be an abundance. Well, these people, they came and they put a little bit of their abundance into the basket, into the box. But this lady, she came and put all her money in. That was all the money she needed to live on. Now what was she going to do? But that widow, that woman, she had faith in God. And she loved God so much that she put in everything that she had. You see, Jesus is more interested in your heart and what you think about Jesus more than how much money you put in. Many of the people there who were putting money in the treasury, they put the money in because everybody else was doing it. And they wanted everybody to see that they were putting money in too. And they wanted to look good to everybody else. But I think that that widow woman, I think that she knew that she was giving the money to God. And it meant a lot to her to give to God. Well, we want you boys and girls to kind of experience what those people did back in this story, back when the Lord Jesus. So how many of you have a dollar and a quarter? Oh, everybody in the front row. Very good. Well, we want you to see what it's like to put money in the treasury. But we're not going to give the money to the Jewish treasury. We don't want to do that. But we want you to give the money. We want to give the money to the Lord Jesus. And so after, I want you to put, just not yet, but I want you to go up and put some money in the ball, in this little silver basket we have on the table. And we want to give that money to the Lord Jesus. So if it's okay with the brothers here in St. Louis, after the children put the money into the basket, we can give that money to the St. Louis Assembly. And we can let them use that money however the Spirit of God directs them to help share the gospel with others. But now listen, you have a dollar and you have a quarter. One of those is for the Lord, and one of them is for you. So don't put them both in. You keep one of them. You can put whichever one in you want, and you can keep whichever one you want. And you can keep the other one for yourself. But before we do that, you know, the Jews, they would receive money from anybody. Everybody could put the money in the basket. But I think that Jesus only wants to receive the money from believers, from Christianity, those who are saved. So Jesus does not want you to think that if you put money in the basket, you're going to go to heaven. He doesn't want you to think you'll get a good place in heaven just because you put money there. No, He wants you to know that you are saved. And so if you don't think that you are saved, maybe you better not put any money in the basket, in the treasury. Okay, now I want you each to go up, and one by one you can put either your dollar or your quarter in the basket, whichever you would like to. And you can keep the other one for yourself. Okay, go ahead. Very, very nice. The Lord Jesus appreciates that. Oh, and here comes a widow woman. Putting in two pennies.
Thank you, Jesus, our Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just gave money to the Lord Jesus. If you think that maybe you are not saved, and maybe you didn't feel that you could put money into the basket because you weren't saved, we want you to know that we love you and that the Lord Jesus loves you and that you can be saved right now. And for you to be saved right now, you must believe. Believe that you are a sinner. And believe that there's judgment for the sinner. And that you deserve to be punished. And then you need to believe that Jesus came into this world. The Father sent the Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross. And you believe that Jesus died there and that during 3 hours of darkness, He was punished for your sins. Do you believe that? Do you believe the Lord Jesus made a way of escape for you? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then we heard last night about the soldier who pierced the Lord Jesus with his spear. And out came the blood. And so do you believe that the blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all sin? And so that you can never lose your salvation? Do you believe that? And then the Bible says that if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth, you will be saved. Believe that Jesus is Lord. And confess. Tell somebody that Jesus is Lord. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Mom, I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord. And you will know that you are saved. You know, the Bible doesn't tell the sinner to confess his sin. Because if you had to confess your sin to get saved, you probably wouldn't remember them all, would you? I can't remember all the sins I've done. And if I had to remember all of them, I wouldn't be able to confess them all. And so we need to confess that Jesus is Lord. And that He took our sin away from us. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. I have a small little purse here. We got some coins in here. Let's see, we have 10, 20, 30, 40, 55, 56, 57 cents. That's not much money, is it? 57 cents. Well, this morning I want to tell you about a story about a little girl named Hattie. Hattie, I want to tell you about the gift that she gave of 57 cents to help build a bigger Sunday school building so children could come and hear the gospel. One Sunday morning, the Sunday school teacher, he went outside the building and to find a group of children there who they wanted to get into the Sunday school, but they couldn't get in because there wasn't room. And so many of them had to sit outside. And one of those children was 6-year-old Hattie. And when the kind man saw Hattie sitting there, he lifted her up in his arms. And he put her on his shoulder. And he carried her into the building. And he found a place for her to sit in the Sunday school class. The next morning, as he walked down the street, he saw Hattie sitting out there. And he stopped to talk to Hattie. And he told her that he hoped that someday they would be able to build a bigger building that was large enough so that all the children could come in to hear the gospel, that anybody who wanted to attend could come into the room. Well, 2 years later, the little girl Hattie, she died. And the kind man, the Sunday school teacher, they asked him to have the funeral service, to preach at the service. Well, after the service, Hattie's mother came up and handed the man a small purse containing 57 cents. She had been saving her pennies. And the mother told the man, she said, she's been saving her pennies so that she could give it to you so you could build a new building so people could hear the gospel. Well, the Sunday school teacher, he took the 57 cents. And he told the other Christians about the little girl who had been saving her pennies to help build a new Sunday school building. And the people were so inspired by Hattie's gift of 57 cents that they were soon able to build an addition on the building so that all the children could come and hear the gospel. Hattie, I'm sure that Jesus would say that Hattie gave more than anyone else from that assembly, from that group of Christians, than anybody else to be able to build that new Sunday school room. Because Hattie gave all she had. I want to look at a verse in Luke chapter 16. Maybe we can just put this 57 cents in here too. This verse is in Luke chapter 16 and verse 9. And this verse is about giving money to Jesus. And it's got some hard, complicated words in it. So it might not be too easy to understand, but we'll try to explain it. And it says, Luke 16 verse 9, "And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations." Well, this talks about mammon. Well, that's money. And this verse is telling us to use our money to help spread the gospel, so other people can hear about the Lord Jesus. And the friends in the verse, the friends are the people who get saved because you used your money to help get the gospel out to people. And then it says that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. What's an everlasting habitation? A habitation is like a house. It's a place where you stay. And forever we're going to stay with the Lord Jesus in heaven. And so when you get to the everlasting habitations, that those people who were saved because of the money that you gave, they're going to welcome you to heaven. And there's going to be a happy reunion when you get to heaven. And so that's what Hattie did. Hattie's going to have a happy entrance into heaven when she's received by into the eternal heaven, when she's received by all the people who were saved because of her 57 cents that she gave to help build that building so other boys and girls could hear the gospel, to hear about the Lord Jesus, and so that they could get saved. And so it's going to be a happy day when we go to heaven. We're going to see the Lord Jesus. We're going to see all our friends who were saved because we were able to help them in a way where they could hear the gospel about the Lord Jesus. So it's very nice that you boys and girls put your money into the basket to give to the Lord. And we're going to give this basket to the brothers here in St. Louis. And so they can use their discernment and be guided by the Spirit of God so they can give that money to somebody who can share the gospel with children. Well, we have time to sing another song or two. Someone else have a song you'd like to sing? Yes. Yeah. Number 14.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood?
That song. That's one of my favorites because it talks about the love, the blood of the Lord Jesus and how He washes our garments white. You know, our sin makes us dirty. But the blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses us from our sin and it makes it as if we are white and we are clean. But sometimes a person, they think that, I know I'm saved, but sometimes I still do bad things. And doesn't that get me dirty? But I say to you, no, it doesn't get... It might get you dirty on the outside, but it doesn't get you dirty on the inside. Because when the blood of Jesus Christ washes your sins away, He makes you white, He makes you clean. And you can never lose your salvation. Because the Bible says in Isaiah, He says it's like wool. When we're washed in the blood, it's like being like wool. And wool, if you know anything about wool, wool has its own resistance to dirt. And you can clean it. You can wash it with water and it gets clean again. You don't have to, it doesn't have to die. So that thought there is that, yes, you might get dirty on the outside, but you can be washed in the water of God's Word. You don't need the blood to wash you a second time. You only need the blood to wash you once to make you clean. And after that, if you sin again, then you need the water of God's Word to confess your sin to Him. See, only believers confess their sin. Unbelievers don't confess their sin. Because a believer confesses his sin, because when a believer sins, it disturbs his fellowship with God. And so God wants you to be happy in His presence. But when you have sin, it makes you unhappy. But he doesn't want you to think that you're going to lose your salvation because you're unhappy. He wants you to confess your sin, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I sinned again. And the Lord Jesus says, when you confess your sin, he's faithful. He's just. He will forgive your sin. And he'll make you clean on the outside. You're already clean on the inside because of the blood of the Lord Jesus. We have time for one more song. And this is, I hear someone over here saying a song each time. Was it your, what number did she want? 43? Okay. 43. Before we pray and close, I'm going to give the money that you boys and girls gave to Jesus. Thank you for giving to Jesus. I'm going to give it to Brother Mark Sell from the assembly here in St. Louis. And I want the basket back. And it might be that the Lord Jesus will use the money that you gave that somebody else might be saved. And you'll see that friend in heaven, and you'll know it when you get to heaven.